The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says realtors, developers, and others who support a bill to weaken regulations on waterside piers have been shipping money to their backers in the legislature. The watchdog group says about $1.4 million has gone from the business groups to mainly Republican supporters of the measure over the last 12 years. Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says especially over the last 2 years, a lot of cash has headed to the state capitol for a bill that wouldn't affect many people.
Most people who are on the waterfront and have a small pier aren't affected at all by current regulations relating to waterfront piers. But what you've got are big business interests who want unlimited ability to develop waterfronts as they see fit, regardless of how that affects the general public. And what you've got are lawmakers in our legislature who are responding to those narrow special interests.
McCabe says he's not accusing anyone of breaking the law, but he says the peer bill is another reason the legislature should pass tougher oversight of campaign donations. The Democracy Campaign says Assembly Speaker John Gard brought in the most cash from the realtors and other groups, raking in more than $90,000 for his legislative campaigns and another $60,000 last year for his congressional campaign in the Green Bay area. Joe Murray of the Wisconsin Realtors Association says his group backs people who support pro-homeowner legislation.
We have always done that. We take pride in being involved politically. We don't try to hide anything. Everything we've ever done in that area has always been fully disclosed, and it's there for everybody to see.
Murray says it isn't clear that a DNR rule package would exempt most peers, so he says the legislation is needed. He also says it isn't fair for the Democracy Campaign to look at 12 years of donations to make its point. The peers bill still needs approval from the state Senate. Representative Gard's congressional campaign office says Gard believes in standing up for the people he represents. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.